dressed as a border guard. We've seen too many people leaving to take it too hard.
Okay, and we're back, and we have another special guest.
It's a door closing, sorry.
Oh, shoot, okay. We have Max from Two Time. Max, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Awesome.
So, you're playing tonight at Ale Palooza. Tell us about that.
Oh, I mean, we're all really excited. It's gonna be our biggest show probably we've ever played. I think right now we have just under 200 tickets sold. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be our biggest show we've ever played, and we're really excited to play that. It's gonna be fun.
That's awesome. You're a local Kingston kid, right?
Yeah, well, we all are. We all went to high school here. We all grew up here. We're all friends from high school and elementary school. And it's the band's actually from high school. We started it when we were, I guess technically in 10th grade, so when we were 15.
Wow.
And one of your guys, your drummer, is still in high school, right?
Yeah. He's doing his 13th year, so it's not like we're sneaking in a 15-year-old.
Well, I was joking about that. I'm like, how many of your fans can actually get in tonight?
That's a good question. Most of our fans now, at least, are of age, so it won't be a problem, I hope.
That is awesome. That's so sweet. So tell us about growing up in Kingston. Seeing the Ale House, seeing stages, knowing the corridor, how does it feel to be now headlining or co-headlining an event at the biggest bar in Kingston?
Well, I've actually never been inside of Ale House.
Amazing!
my God.
When we were younger, the Queen's music scene was something that we always loved. And these were always the shows that we would sneak into through the side doors, or we would just sneak past the bouncers if we could. Hopefully I can't get in trouble for that now. But
yeah, none of that's ever happened around here. Yeah.
fine. Statute of limitations is probably up.
That's probably. It's been long enough. And now it's kind of crazy being able to play all the shows. I feel a bit old, I'm going to be honest.
Stop!
Yes, I do feel a bit old now, I guess, first at the ripe age of 19. So it's going to be a fun one, especially because we're all first years in our respective degrees. And so we're a bit young to be, like, we won Battle of the Bands. And we're playing Alehouse, so I'm hoping the rest of these 3 years can be living up to whatever we're doing right now.
Oh, hell yeah. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's a bit of a generational run, like to get right into your first year and then win Battle of the Bands. Now you're doing Alepalooza. Like, that's a great way to kick it off.
So if you're just tuning in, though, you're just listening to Max from Two Times, and, like, are your parents coming? Did you tell them that they couldn't come?
I was like,
they're coming.
They're coming.
It's all right. Like, I even think, like, the older student, like the elders, if we could call Rev Zed and Dutch Baby that, like, I'm sure that they'll have some parents and family there because it's so fun, right?
It's a huge show, right?
Yeah, and I mean, let's maybe talk about, we do have a new single from you that we're going to be playing in a minute. We talked about that on Instagram, but what are some of the covers that you like to play to get the people going?
Well, I mean, being a Kingston band, we have to throw in the Tragically Hip. I feel like we'll get our citizenship revoked if we don't. Glorious Sons, too, another great Canadian rock band. So we like to throw in some of those covers, but we also like to throw some, like, more indie rock stuff. So the Backseat Lovers, Neon Trees,
nice.
Stuff like that.
Oh, I love the Neon Trees.
Yeah, that doesn't come up. That I haven't heard in a while, too. That's good.
Love that.
Yeah, we just try to get people moving, jumping, dancing, singing. And if they can all do that, then that's a good show.
Oh, that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, a band that plays for the crowd is a band I want to go see.
Yeah, no, seriously. What time do you guys come on tonight?
We are the first band to come on tonight.
Nice.
So right at 9, we'll be on the stage playing music, playing some Kings of Leon.
Oh, don't tell us anymore. Sure. Like, you got to learn these things. Like, keep. Okay, so I asked you about covers, but no more talk about that. The set's, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go a little bit over. We were talking, like, we'll see how that goes.
Especially if the crowd's really feeling it. Like,
if the crowd wants it, who am I to decline them the liberty of seeing that, right?
Of course.
So what's it like coming, like, you're in the high school scene? They're high school bands. And then, like, finding your way in with all these great Queens bands. Like, how has the reception been hanging out with some of, again, I don't want to call them elders, but you know what I mean. Like, there's an established scene of Queens bands. Like, how's it been as the first years?
Well, actually, our first show ever we played, we actually played with Rev Zed.
Oh,
like,
nice.
When we were 15. So, like, we've been pretty connected to because the Queens music scene is such a large part of the Kingston music scene. Mm-hmm. And so we've always been kind of a part of that, and, like, the way that, like, these kids are sometimes okay. And, like, so, but most of our shows growing up, obviously, were, like, coffee houses, and then, like, the occasional all ages night at Tiernanog that they would let us play at, and they'd be like, yeah, after that, you gotta get out here. Like, if it's past 9, you're not allowed to be in here. We're kicking you out.
You get the X's drawn on your hands and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you wash them off in the bathroom.
Of course.
Oh my God, I'm sure that worked every time.
No.
All right, so we do have we have the single, which you said it goes back, like, you guys wrote that in high school, but there is an EP coming out as well, right? Am I hearing new music as well?
Eventually, we would like to.
Okay.
It's something that's in the works.
Okay, good.
For sure. A lot of it just comes to writing. I think the single, again, I wrote this in, like, when I was 16. And we recorded this when we were 18, 17, in that range. 18. And so with Sean Patterson of Oak Ridge Avenue, another great.
We love Sean in here.
He's great. I love that
guy. Rest
in
peace, Oak Ridge Avenue.
I'm so sad. I'm going to see the show tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Okay.
But I am sad. So it's a bit more juvenile, I'd say. my voice has changed a lot probably since then. I've gotten better at singing. And also, it's a bit poppier, I'd say, than, like, the rock thing we're trying to lean into now.
Well, listen, I'm super elated. I didn't know you guys were local, and you're only in first year, so we're going to do some work. We're going to get some work done in the next few years with you guys. It's going to be so fun. All right, so let's play the single. And everybody, you got to get there to Ale House tonight. You guys are on at 9 o'clock, and we got Tongue Tied right now.
Can't
Thanks
wait.
Thanks for coming in.
Break a leg tonight.
Thank you.
your mind? Is it you outgrow? To love, to love. Your glaucous eyes be my demise. If only I could know what time I'll be coming home.
Can it be just me and you, crocodile woman? Be human, the way she's laying in the water. Cool, cool, ballin' out like the modern Casanova with an ordinary mug.
Hello, hello.
We're back from a little break. What have we been listening to for the past 15-ish minutes?
We've got some of your music on here. We've got some Surf Hat that we were just listening to.
Yeah, so just to go back in order, we listened to, that last song was Catfish Creek by Hellhound Trail. Mm-hmm. Then it was Bowling Alley Thug by Surf Hat, opened for Sheepdog last week.
Nice.
Pawpaw Rod, Betting on Me. Thundercat, I Wish I Didn't Waste Something.
Yep.
And Pool Girl, Money. Crocodile Woman by Sam Salton. And
Riptides by Death Cab for Cutie, which I just wanted to hop on and say, I'm the biggest Death Cab for Cutie fan ever in my life. That was my first concert. Well, my mother was pregnant with me, but I was there technically. And they have a new album coming out in June 5th, I think. I Built You a Tower. I am so, so, so excited. I really hope they go on tour. It's my 20th this summer, so I'm hoping I can do Full Circle Moment, go see them for my 20th.
Hey, you're their day one right there.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, like, even pre-day one. Like, I think my mom was, like, probably 7 months pregnant with me at that concert. That's I'm really awesome. Excited. But yeah, they released a single from the album Riptides, and I've been listening to it nonstop. It's so, so, so good. Like I can't put enough emphasis on Death Cab for Cutie. They're my favorite.
Sweet. All right. Now we got an interview with the final band playing at Ale Palooza
this evening.
All right. Who are we with? Tell us about yourself.
I'm Nick. I'm the saxophonist and other percussion player in Last Call.
Nice.
Been around since we started the band last September. I don't know.
Dude, Nick, welcome to the studio. We're super pumped to have you. Mm-hmm. 7-piece band with a saxophone. Yeah. Man, you are talking my language.
I mean, thank you. I really like what we're able to do. I guess, I don't know, playing saxophone, coming to university, I did not imagine I'd find myself playing in, like, I don't know, kind of a indie pop cover band, whatever. But I think it adds to the sound. I really enjoy playing with the rest of the guys. So
that's awesome. I did read in the journal that you were like nervous you wouldn't find a band. Like, but I think that saxophone is number one the sexiest instrument. Like like there's nothing sexier than ripping sax up on stage.
Correct.
Second of all, adds to a band so much. Tell us about how you fit in with the classic guitar, bass, drums, keyboard sometimes.
Well, yeah, definitely. Being that, you know, most of our sound still comes from covers here, a lot of what we like play, I guess, with different genres, there's a lot for me to do on the sax. I mean, in some songs, I'm looking like I'm trying to figure out what the keyboard player is doing because we don't have keys and trying to piece together licks from that. But like other songs that rely a lot more on like harmony and melodic stuff, you know, I'm trying to mimic what Ellie's doing with her voice or like try and add an extra layer of harmony onto that. So it gives me, at least personally, a lot of room in what I can do and what I could bring to the song. And so I guess I really enjoy that aspect of it. But
cool. That's awesome. Is there any like saxophonist that you model your style after?
Oh, I don't think I could say that. I mean, like, I listen to a bunch of jazz, but like to say there's one saxophonist specifically that I'd try and emulate, I don't think I could. I mean, like, I don't know, even speaking on jazz, I'm probably not the most informed person, but like, I don't know. I listen to probably a lot of more staple names like John Coltrane, Kenny something, I don't know. Kenny G, yes, that's it. But like, not one specifically I could say I base my style off of.
Hey, that's all good. Inspiration is beautiful, and we're not jazz snobs here. Don't worry. Tonight, Ale Palooza, you guys are getting up there. You guys are shredding. You got 7 band members. Tell us about what that setup takedown looks like. Is it a lot of work? Is it hectic?
Sometimes, yes. In previous shows, we've done a few where we don't have somebody there helping us with sound and like stage setup, and usually that'll take us a bit to set up. But I mean, a lot of the local bars around here, they have some guy to help us, you know, setting up with mics and stuff. And for us, it's more just about stage placement. some of the places around here, we are pretty like cramped shoulder to shoulder, you know, not a lot of room, but a place like Ale, stage is big. And last year it was very smooth setting up. So hopefully it's a repeat of that.
You know, we wanted you to come. We were before the band came in, like, we really hope the saxophone player comes. Do you like do, because you have space, like, are you gonna use like some lunges and like, come on, like you get your moment, like do you get out there and do it?
Some Benson Boone flips.
Yes.
To like get out and do more on stage. I don't know. To be, I guess it kind of
we want it.
It calls for it. I really.
No pressure. But it's like end of semester, or like all of it. Like, what year are you in?
I'm in third year.
Okay, so we can still work on this. But I mean, we expect things with that big stage tonight. We love this for you guys. And, you know, I asked you what you wanted us to play coming out of the interview this morning. Tonight's the show. And you said the Doobie Brothers, and we all lit up. Tell us about the Doobie Brothers.
I don't know, just a band. I've really always liked. I feel like they have a lot of good stuff that's just, you know, good, easy listening. But at the same time, they also have a lot of stuff that there's a lot more going on in terms of like layering and all the different parts there. You know, three guitars, multiple different vocal lines, really complex stuff. And I don't know. It's not like they mean a huge amount to me, but like they are a really impressive band. And I really like listening to them. I don't know. Wheels of Fortune, I think, is especially a groovy song with some improvisational parts.
And your other band members aren't here. Like you were saying, you all have such diverse tastes. I'm like, well, you're here. We're going to play what you want. Mm-hmm. What time are you on tonight?
We are on 10:30, I believe, according to if sound check goes good and everything, but should be on at 10:30.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here. We're listening to Doobie Brothers' Wheel of Fortune.
Thanks for coming in. Yep.
Thank you.
Sometimes. Instagram. We got Miss Emily calling us like from the car, I think. She's going to the Juno. She's nominated. And there's a big memorial happening this afternoon that she's also going to talk about. So stick around. She's coming up next. It's been a little crazy. Four student bands. Well, they're representatives, right? How happy are you that we got the saxophone player? Yeah, the saxophone player. Nick.
Man, Nick is my goat. I love saxophone. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I was praying the saxophone player would come through.
I know, but he had a Primus t-shirt on. We were like, what are we going to play? So good. Anyway, we're sitting here and hoping, is it working? Is it not working? She's trying to give me a call. So what I'm going to do is have her, let's do something. Let's do something right here. And really just we're going to try something here, okay? It's going to be crazy. And we're going to talk to Miss Emily because obviously the Junos, there she is. There she is. Hey, Em. You there?
Hi.
All right, so listen. I'm taking the music right down. And you're on my cell phone speaker. That's what we're doing.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
We got you.
Yay.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Never happened before.
Well.
It gave me like flashing.
I don't know why, but hey, I'm just excited that you're calling. Where are you right now? You're on the road.
In New Jersey, car is packed, and we are racing out the door as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Oh,
folks,
my God.
And then headed to Canada.
Thank you so much for taking the time, and I gave you, like, no notice, as usual.
Oh, no, never give me notice. I love this. This is great. This is called living. I love it.
Okay.
Thank you for wanting to talk to me. That's awesome.
So I feel like off to the Junos you go. And you have been to the Junos before. What did you learn last time that you're going to, you know, take with you this weekend in the hammer?
I am so much more relaxed with the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've now been to three Junos.
It's three Junos.
No, I've only been nominated once.
Okay, I thought I made a mistake. Okay, I thought I made a terrible mistake.
To Party Crash. I skipped Edmonton in March. However, I did do Halifax and Vancouver last year. Had a great time. And this was the goal for this year. So it happened. I'm here. And I'm ready for it. And then I drive to Kingston and then drive to Hamilton. And I'm super excited. And we're playing Juno Fest, which is so fun.
I love that. Those shows are so fun. Amazing.
They are.
And Hamilton's fun.
I thought of it as like the young kind of pop scene for Juno Fest. So I was like, I didn't even apply.
So good. No, I'm glad they grabbed you. It's going to be great. Now, you know, we talk about this. The blues community is pretty tight, but are you going in there with some swagger? Like, I'm going to take this, you people.
I want it.
Yes.
Cindy, I 100% want to win this Juno. I don't know. Like, I'm not a superstitious person, but I'm like, people said, can you say that? I'm like, I am saying that. I want to win it. I would like to win this Juno. I mean, the first time I was nominated, I was in a category against my pal Steve Mariner, who is also nominated this year, who has a brilliant record. But the
other Steve.
Category, yeah, love Steve, was Sue Foley and Colin Linden and Colin James. I mean, like,
I know,
like, it doesn't get more stacked than that. And you know, Colin Linden is Grammys, and Colin James is like the only household name in this my genre, essentially. And Sue Foley's Grammy nominated, and you know, Steve's got, he already has Junos. He doesn't need another Juno. I need a Juno. It's
yeah.
My turn.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be like, suck at Colin James and Sue Foley and Steve, but kind of just bring that energy, but have your, you know, beautiful smile and get out there. And it's just going to be so fun.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. It's a different amazing group of albums nominated this year. All of them are awesome. And it's an honor to be nominated. But like, I mean, I'm having fun with it because why not? Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, The Medicine was not, I don't want to say groundbreaker, because you've had some great moments in your career, but this album did get a lot of attention.
It did. It got a lot of attention. And I mean, we had four publicists, so it should get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
but you know, I just did an interview with a major Canadian publication that should be released, I'm thinking today or tomorrow. And I finally said to the guy at the end of the interview, like, can I ask you, like, I know you chose a few of us to interview, like, why me? He goes, I listened to the nominated albums and yours was a standout.
Oh,
and
wow.
You know what? That was like, this is an arts and culture writer from a major Canadian publication. And I was so, it was like, I just put that in my little love bank for later, you know, just to remind myself that, you know, when I need to remember that I'm working towards something, moments like that really matter. They do.
Oh my God.
Recognition helps.
Well, yeah. Take it back to Dear CBC, right? And think about where you were then. And like, listen, play my stuff. And come on now. That's the journey. The journey continues.
It's crazy. And last night I did an interview with CBC Alan Neal and Otto, whom I love. And he played a clip of me singing Solid Ground at a live function when Piper was 2 years old. Aww. My daughter's 20. She'll be 21. In May. We have baby same age. And
yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. Fun fact. And listeners. And yeah, so yeah, she'll be 21 in May, but it was a clip from March 18 years ago. And Piper was 2 years old. And I sang Solid Ground, which is on this new record.
Oh my God.
So it had a big cry on live to air on CBC last night.
Oh, Alan. So good. Amazing. So, okay, we're going to be watching you on social media. Instagram's our best choice, right? Are you on TikTok, Emily?
I think it's CBC. It's a CBC live situation. I haven't looked. It's a streaming thing. Saturday night is actually.
That's the night. No, that's the music nerd night. That's the night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all nerds. Nerd night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
It really is. And it's also like, you know, it's hilarious. Like, because it's not in a big, because it's not in a great big arena, you're literally sitting next to Feist or whatever.
Yes.
So funny how the whole thing
goes. I remember like years ago going to one and being like, oh my God, there's Anne Murray. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I was calling my mom like, Anne Murray's just sitting here. That was good. But you are trying to make it back to Kingston for something very important for all of us in our community. We've got a tribute episode coming up at 10 a.m. for Winston. Maybe just give us a minute about that.
Oh, man.
I'm making you cry now.
I know, but you know what? The crying is, I mean, you know, I have had some big, long conversations with my bandmate, Van Sheen, who played in bands with Winston. I've known Winston since he was 19 years old. He came to all of our Friday night shows. He was a staple early on at my shows, and I knew he was a great musician, and then I got to watch him on stage in so many bands. And Vano told me last night, he goes, I was talking to Ruben DeGroote and we're up to a count of 25 bands that Winston played in.
Oh yeah.
And wow. You know, Winston loved by all. quite literally loved by every single person that met that guy, musically and human connection wise. He's a beautiful, beautiful person. It's a huge hole in our community to lose Winston, and I'm racing back for his celebration of life at the Toucan today at 5 o'clock.
It's so fitting. It's so fitting.
Just to be there for a bit and connect with my pals and toast a wonderful person and a wonderful contributor to our music community in Kingston.
I think that's going to give you a lot of heart and strength and just the power you need to come into the weekend too. Like, I think you're going to be with your people. There's going to be so much love, and then off you go, Emily. It's going to be something.
You know, our city is so special that way. The music community is so tight and it's so strong. And I've been so honored to call Kingston home for 22 years, and it never ceases to amaze me. All I do is travel the world and brag about that town.
Yeah.
I do. And it comes down to the music and the community that supports the music. So,
all right.
I couldn't be more right, Cindy. Thank you.
Well, go get 'em, woman. We're going to be watching the whole time, and we're going to go out with the Medicine title track of this album. That is a Juno nominated album for this weekend. Emily, we're with you, heart and soul. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Have a great morning.
All right. You too. Have a good drive.
Thanks.
I'm sure you've read the headlines, though it's no longer front page news. And I suffer while I write this. Perhaps the best thing I can do is to mourn the loss of human life, so merciless and cruel. You took the medicine till the medicine took you. Got a letter from your brother, and I hear you have a son, and your family has suffered in this game. Nobody won when you're waiting on the help, but then the help it never comes. You take the medicine till the medicine takes you. You know I suffer while I write this, but I'm holding on to hope that the words I put together
You've been learning a lot about music in these last two visits. Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Cindy was making fun of me last week for having a grandpa music taste, but I had to push myself, learn a bit more about it. Oh my God, Miss Emily, outstanding.
Yeah, it was great for her to call, and we made it work. It was kind of a minute there, but also thank you to all the student bands. Yeah. Ailpalooza tonight.
Ailpalooza.
Are you pulling into that, or what are you gonna do?
I think I'm gonna try and pull into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Can't talk a big talk and not walk the walk. Right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Millie, throw down. Okay.
All right. Listen. Listen. I will try my hardest to be there. I really want to see, at least go and see Rev-Z open, like, last call. Not Rev-Z.
Two times.
Yeah, sorry. And Rev-Z as
the
well.
Kids.
Obviously, all of them.
But yeah,
I especially want to see two times, like, especially after their Battle of the Bands, their opening, Ailpalooza. Like, that's going to be really exciting.
The drummer's still in high school. Oh, my God. Yeah. So fun. Again, thanks, guys. This is a great show. And maybe we'll have some more takeovers in the future, I think. I think with the semester ending, it's fitting, right?
Oh, 100%.
All right, we can talk about that.